This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Talk some common sense for a moment here first. If you hear nothing else today, will you hear this? Stop freaking out about the coronavirus. This is ridiculous. This is the most ridiculous self-inflicted wound I've ever seen, ever. Look, could the coronavirus...
Tell that to the Dow, tell that to the S&P, tell that to all the other markets that are hitting the circuit breakers today.
Democrats trying to gain some political fortune from, a medical situation, a pandemic.
We couldn't get him impeached out of office, so we're going to crash the markets. That's about the only thing left for them to try to do, I guess.
It's just ridiculous. The market early on dropped 7%, that it hit a trigger and it paused for 15 minutes. If it hit 7%, I'm sorry, 12, I think is the next trigger, then another 15-minute pause, and then 20% they shut down for the day. It's trading 1,500 points down right now, 24,355, but it was below 24 for a while. And why? Now, one legitimate reason for the market to be a little jittery is over a Russia versus Saudi Arabia food fight. OPEC over the weekend met and said, hey, how about we reduce production so we reduce supplies here and put some upward pressure on oil? Helps everybody that's trying to drill for oil anyway. Of course, they're getting their head handed to them by us in the Bakken and other shale plays around the country. America is numero uno. So this is some gamesmanship by Putin and others. Russia said, no, we're not going to go along. So Saudi Arabia said, tell you what, we'll sell oil at a discount. We'll sell it everywhere. We'll start shipping it out at 7-8%. And that sent oil plunging. We're going to talk to Eugene Greiner. Not sure there is anybody that is better in tune to the pulse of oil prices, even consults the second largest oil producer in the country, North Dakota, and the state government on the forecast for oil price. Will join us. Exchanged text with him last night a couple of times, and he seems to think that this is going to last for a while related to this battle over oil price, which I'll just quickly say is one of the reasons when folks on the land board decide that they're going to be punitive towards the oil industry and get some more money. At the expense of an industry that already is giving mightily and going above and beyond. Look, I understand. They have a Supreme Court case. There's necessary things to be put in place, especially once that's final. But you nowhere do you, I mean, it's lawyers with overzealous ideas of, yeah, go back to the beginning. Yeah, there's no statute of limitations. Yeah, just stick it to them. Get some more money, and we'll issue a press release talking about how much money we got. And then, voila, something like this happens. And that's when things dramatically change. They do. So you just got to be careful. But I don't know. Tell me if I'm wrong. Tell me if you see this differently than I do. I'd love to have a robust conversation on this today just to say, is there anything fundamentally around the coronavirus that should be provoking this level of doom and gloom? I don't think so. Personally, I don't see it. Now, I have a sister-in-law, as you know from Friday's interview, that's on that cruise ship. She has cancer, stage 4 cancer. Carrie Coastal is her name. She was on a number of Fox and Friends yesterday, as a matter of fact, and on with Dana Perino later today on Fox as they get set to dock. They don't know much of anything. All they know is they're going to a dock, and that's about it. And there's more in the media reports than there are any way, you know, information that goes directly to these passengers. But it sounds like the patients they know have coronavirus, they would immediately take either to a California military base if they're from California or one of the others closer to their homes and be quarantined until this is out. The other passengers dealing with, you know, how to get them home and how to handle this whole thing. In the case of my sister-in-law, she needs treatment. She's due for a treatment today, as a matter of fact, for her stage 4 cancer. So that's an awful deal. And, you know, there again, that's a petri dish. That's where, you know, that these a large share of these individuals have this from a previous cruise, I guess, where someone infected them, and then they come on this. They come on this ship, and they end up with more of them getting it. So it is it's a tough deal. So, look, in the case of my sister-in-law and others, she's obviously fighting cancer, so she's in that category of having underlying health condition, as the elderly are as well, and elderly with an underlying condition. So those are the risk areas. So in other words, if you don't have an underlying condition area, or you are not, you know, elderly, you have nothing to fear. I mean, wash your hands, do all those things that you're supposed to do, wipe everything down, follow their designations, but don't freak out. Your hair doesn't need to be on fire over this. Todd, is your hair on fire? I think I smell a little smoke, don't you, Kevin?
I don't have enough hair to burn it.
Funny smell.
More of my scalp being on fire, I guess, than my actual hair. Or my beard, I guess. Put that on fire.
Do you think, Todd, people are freaking out needlessly over this?
I don't think most people or individually are. I think there's just kind of that bigger media-generated hysteria that we're supposed to be. I think the average person, at least in the upper Midwest here, I mean, I can't speak to other places where maybe people are freaking out. I think most people are going, enough already.
Hope so. How about you, Kevin? You think people are freaking out? Are they buying into the hype and the hysteria?
I think some are. I was at the I was at the Timberwolves game in the Twin Cities yesterday, and I talked about this earlier, but quarter break came, got out, knew I had to go to the bathroom, went down to the bathroom, did my business, turned around. It's the first time I've ever seen a line of guys lined up on 4 sinks to wash their hands.
Well, there you go. Yes. The guys are washing their hands in the restroom.
See what it's taking to get guys to wash their hands in a ball game?
Give me a breaking news.
We got to scare the living crap out of everybody. Now they'll finally wash their hands in a ball
game. Guys are washing their hands. Where's the breaking news sounder? Steve in Bismarck, give me your take on this at 800-228-0550 on what's on your mind this morning. Go ahead.
Yes, I was just going to mention, you know, I've been up since 5 this morning, and, you know, the trains are running, the stores are open now, FedEx is delivering, UPS is delivering. All this stuff is actually, like you say, media-driven, and what is happening is that a lot of the retail investors just regular people are selling. They're panicking. And as the market goes down, the computers are set to sell at a certain level for the hedge funds and for the financial institutions. And then they sell. And then they have another level down below that. And it's a shame that the media is promoting this. But like they said way back, hey, if we put the country in recession, that's good. We'll get rid of Trump. So that's my opinion on it. Don't panic. Look around. Everything's running.
Exactly right. Well, they would stop at nothing, including short-term economic harm, to try and take down Trump. I don't think there's any doubt about that, Steve. That's for sure. Appreciate your call. Thanks a bunch. Tom and Grand Forks, give me your take.
It's a big hoax. All this is the media going ahead and testing out their propaganda techniques to see if they still work.
Who's behind it? Who's leading the show?
Probably CNN. I couldn't tell you who's behind it. But they, they, they've been doing this for the last 5 years with the Russian hoax and every disease that's popped up, you know, in the last 30 years.
It is unfortunate that they do that to people. In my mind, that's just being kind, right?
Right, exactly. So the only thing I can think of is it's they're refining their propaganda techniques.
They're refining their propaganda techniques. You're probably right. And get ready for more of it between now and November.
Exactly.
And everything will be Trump's fault. Yeah. Tom, appreciate the call. Don't buy into this, folks. And do whatever you have to do to tell other folks as well. Did I see correctly, Todd? You had a post this weekend about a run on toilet paper in Bismarck. Is that right? Clearing the shelves of TP. I think I saw that. I think there'll be enough TP.
I'm pretty sure I'm with you there.
I think we're okay there, right? Gosh almighty. Anyway, more coming up on What's On Your Mind. Don't touch that dial. 258-0550, call us.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to pccnd.com.
We've got Brian in studio from Collins and Kronk Raymond James.
Brian, I was visiting with my girlfriend the other day, and she's just a few years from retirement. She was wondering if she can still retire if there's a recession just around the corner.
This is why planning is so important. When Collins and Kronk does a financial plan for you, we look at several different scenarios. We consider the positives or the good times, as well as the bad. What if there is a recession? We do the math so we can answer your questions with confidence. We want to help you make smart decisions like when to retire or what investments to use.
Whether it's a recession or an economic boom, Collins & Kronk can help you make the right decisions. If you have $500,000 or more, call Collins & Kronk in Fargo today. 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Securities are offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services Advisors, Inc. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Agriculture feeds the world. Energy shines the light upon it. North Dakota is blessed to have an abundance of both. Wind energy helps keep our electricity reliable and low cost and sends new property tax revenue to 28 North Dakota counties. Landowners benefit from offering their private property as part of wind farms by giving them a steady stream of reliable income on their property for decades. It's a win-win situation. Wind energy and agriculture, a great partnership for North Dakota's future. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to pccnd.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I haven't done it yet. I would get on the phone today to my friends at Ellingson Water Management after you tell them, hey, congrats on the 50 years. They've outlasted everybody. Everybody. Think of the ones that have come and gone in those 50 years. Pretty amazing. 20 of those in the valley, and same thing there. And right now, they want to help you pump away 2019. Get it behind you. Start 2020 outright, celebrating being in business 50 years, in the valley for 20, And they're offering your customers a $70 per acre discount on any job right now. Call 701-893-9030. 701-893-9030. AlexandCompanies.com to find out more information. Mark in Fargo is next at 258-0550. You can text myself, 701-367-2054. You can text Todd. He's busy with an air conditioner that's leaking oil. What in the world? 701-226-8503. All right? Mark, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, man. How you doing this morning? Listen, that coronavirus, you know, it only affects pretty much old people and people with low respiration who have highly, they don't have alkaline blood. Alkaline blood kills viruses. They don't get vitamin C. They don't ever get outside and walk on the bare earth with their bare feet. They say hyperbaric treatment works very well with COVID-19. Anyway, have you heard any of that?
Well, how you started is to say that it only affects, elderly. I think that's the point here. I mean, I think there's cases where it's anybody with an immunosuppressed, you know, situation, battling cancer, whatever, they would be included. But certainly elderly often have a condition where
younger people, I don't think I've heard of a case where a younger person passed away from it or even got it. And a lot of people carried it around and never show any symptoms at all.
Right. I mean, I think there was one that was younger, and I forget what the reason for the younger person, if they did have a condition or whatever. But again, I'm just going to go.
Condition, yeah.
Right. I'm just going by what they say. And what they say is, look, unless you have an underlying medical condition that suppresses your immune system, just wash your hands and go about typical protocol. You don't have to freak out. You don't have to stop travel. You don't, you know. I wouldn't go on a cruise ship, but
if you don't wash your hands, if you don't touch your face, you're probably okay. Yeah. But washing the hands thing is pretty good.
And then, Mark, if you or I got it, we'd have what we'd have with the flu, right? You'd have a few days of, you know,
flu kills 30,000 a year or something, you know, sometimes more. So it's much, regular flu is much worse.
Yeah, exactly right. So This is the point. Just be smart about this. Don't buy into all of this craziness. Appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. 800-228-0550. The Surgeon General said the U.S. is moving from containment to mitigation. That's progress, isn't it? I think so. Just got some breaking news that two U.S. troops were killed in action in Iraq. Say a prayer for them and their families. Market is down 1,400 points now, down about 5%, but is calm from its plunge that it started with today. Texter says, do you really believe traders are selling because the media scares them? Or do they actually see something coming? I think the market reacts to the hysteria that's out there. The hysteria out there is driven by, unfortunately, people that want to have hysteria and act as though things aren't great and be able to talk down the economy and all the rest. So I think they kind of go together. How many times has it been the end? I've lost track. That's another texter. Oh, that's true. I saw this guy buying all the TP and hand sanitizers this weekend. The Dems are behind the curtain, and Hillary and Putin are making out back in the corner. I can't quite see that, no. Another texture. I was hoping the coronavirus would wipe out 99% of the world human population, and we just may have had a chance to end tyranny once and for all. What's in the water today? The texture's here.
I know.
See if we can find somebody with a rational thought.
Yeah. Well, you know, if we planted it in the right part of Washington, D.C., it might make progress.
I don't think that's something you should wish for. No.
I said I didn't say I wish for it.
True, right. Texter says, listening to Fox Business, they say it's Russia trying to bankrupt the shale oil business in the U.S., trying to hurt our economy. I think we are too strong in the long run to hurt the economy. Plus, it's going to drop, and that helps the... Plus, oil is going to drop, and that helps the people's wallets. That's true. That is something that would be a silver lining. But the amount of jobs, for instance, in North Dakota impacted, the amount of economic downturn to the state government that is addicted to oil is not good. So that'd be about the only thing that's good you're talking about is the price of gas. And right now it's pretty darn reasonable. Scott, before this virus, I was washing my hands. And washing hands must have been not cool.
Yeah. Certainly, if you wash your hands at a ball game, you're probably a nerd, right?
Right. Texter says, most of this hysteria is coming from the media, constantly talking about it. And that includes you! Stress and fear causes our bodies to be at risk. Even the medical people will tell you this. I'm changing the channel whenever I hear this topic. See you in a few months. Well, I hope it doesn't last that long. Don't go, don't go, don't go! Well, we are going to talk about the price of oil. And what's happening there with Eugene Grainer at the top of the hour? We are going to talk about a stealth war. Brigadier General Robert Spalding has written a book that, well, it makes you think a little bit about how China took over while America's elite slept. China's always been in for the long war, that's for sure. And we also have a guest from the Trump campaign here coming up in a couple of minutes. Mark Lauder is going to join us. And it is primary day in North Dakota tomorrow. So the big question on the ballot is Trump for Republicans. And Donald Trump has had record turnouts for a non-incumbent, or for an incumbent, I should say, I guess, right? Not a non-incumbent. He's an incumbent. He's running for re-election. Record turnouts for an incumbent in darn near every state. Do you know that? People are going out to vote for Donald Trump, and he doesn't even have an opponent in the Republican primary just to show their support for him.
Yeah.
So much so, it is a record of any presidential candidate of either party up for re-election. I think that says something.
That's huge.
It is. So get out there and do your part tomorrow. And then, of course, your other question, if you are of the Democratic flavor, would be Biden or Bernie. What do you think wins there in North Dakota? Ponder that a sec. Fred and Wing, what's on your mind?
Well, I was just saying that if there's a toilet paper shortage out there, for every person that shoots a coyote on my land, I'll give them two free rolls of toilet paper because I bought up just in case. So,
dude, let's go.
Maybe
I'll bring the guns.
Caught out there. Okay.
Yeah, what are you going to sell those for?
Well, no, I'll give them away if they shoot a coyote before calving season.
Okay, that's the only way you can get one.
Yes, you got to have two for each coyote.
Wow. Well, it's a little bit of work, but you'd have some TP.
I'm in.
Yeah. I was thinking it was an economic move on Fred's part, not just a little sporting challenge there. Thank you, Fred. Appreciate that. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
I've been talking about hot spring spas and pool tables too for years with Vince Webker, and the wellness part of this is really what most excites me. What should people know about the wellness benefits?
So there's a lot to know, but I promise you this. I preach it daily in house. If you want to live better and live longer, get a sauna or a hot tub. I promise it will work. The reasons why, we're here to explain it when you come into hot spring spas.
A sauna about the size of a refrigerator, plug it in, you go. Hot tub, they'll put it in the winter, no problem. Hot spring spas, pool tables too. Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, Minot.
Command Center, this is Tierney Assault 1 reporting for duty.
Tierney Assault 1, your assigned mission for today is to erect the world's greatest symbol of freedom, the American flag display.
Affirmative, Command Center, initiating startup sequence. Command Center, all systems go. Tierney Assault 1, preparing for departure.
Tierney Assault 1, you are cleared for departure. Please exit towards freedom and independence and have a good day.
American-made flags and flagpoles installed by an American patriot. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or visit ndflagpoleguy.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Former Democratic presidential candidate Cory Booker is endorsing Joe Biden for the White House. The New Jersey senator saying the former VP would restore honor to the Oval Office.
Booker making the announcement during an appearance on CBS's This Morning.
Some of my biggest issues, like criminal justice reform, like racial justice, like economic justice, that he is going to be a strong leader on that and can actually pull the country together, the kind of coalitions we need to actually make progress in those areas.
Booker is to join California Senator Kamala Harris, who's also endorsed Biden, at a Biden rally in Detroit tonight. Meanwhile, another round of primaries is coming up tomorrow. Voters will be casting ballots in Michigan, Missouri, Mississippi, Washington, and Idaho. North Dakota will hold its Democratic caucuses. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
Election, trade war. What in the world is the world coming to, and how will it affect your retirement? Fisher Investments has helped thousands of investors navigate all kinds of news and market conditions. Is your portfolio prepared? If you have $500,000 or more, call for Fisher's insightful free guide, The Stock Market Outlook, and learn how the market might impact your retirement this year. Call 1-800-379-4442. 1-800-379-4442.
This week, Mike Lindell is going to join us on What's On Your Mind to talk about that great book. Amazing story, Crack Addict to CEO. I need a name on line one there, Daniel, when you get a moment. Anyway, we look forward to that conversation. We've got a busy week. We'll be at the University of Mary tomorrow. We'll be at Midco for a GNDC Business CEO Roundtable. Later this week as well. It'll be Wednesday, I guess. And Thursday, Mike Lindell. So just some of the folks that are coming this week. And, of course, get you up to speed on everything you need to know right here on the program. But speaking of MyPillow, I want to tell you about a very good deal right now. You go to MyPillow.com and click on Radio Listener Specials. All of the different things that I talk about are here. In fact, one of my favorites now, you buy the book, and you get free shipping on everything. So you can do the MyPillow towels. They're up to 50% off. You can do the two-for-one Giza Dream Sheets. You can do pillows, mattress toppers, bed sheets, you know, you name it. The Body Pillow, $89.99 with the promo code Scott. It's $29.99 now. MyPillow.com or call 800-506-9028. All right. Okay, there we go. Mark Lauder is here. Mark is part of the Trump campaign, as I promised, director of strategic communications for the Trump campaign, as a matter of fact. And I got a mouse that's not cooperating here for some reason. Yeah. Can you fix my mouse, Kevin?
Get that, I can try.
Get that straight? Yeah. Mark is, I don't know what's wrong with this thing, for crying out loud. Anyway, we welcome him to the program today to talk a little bit about primary day, caucus day. I don't know what, you know, they switch between primary and caucus. You got to vote one way or another at locations throughout North Dakota tomorrow. And we'll see if we can keep that streak going and get the president more votes than any other incumbent of either party, as he has in many of the other states. Mark, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Scott. How are you?
Wonderful. Appreciate you joining us today on the program. So, first of all, let's talk a little bit about what many of our listeners believe is a big problem, and that is you've got many people using COVID-19, the coronavirus, and the impacts from it and the precautions for it as a blunt force instrument politically against the president. Is that happening?
Well, I think it's very absolutely clear it's happening, and they're trying to hype it. They're trying to create a crisis out of it. And it's really disappointing. What we need is for the media, the Democrats, and really, you know, folks across America to just take a pause and remember to do the basic things that the doctors and the CDC are telling you to do, which is use reasonable precautions, wash your hands like you normally would do when we're in the midst of flu season, and we will be fine and get through this. We have the best health care in the world. And one of the reasons why we have not seen the spike in fatalities like we have seen in other countries, aside from those who have been up there in terms of their age and with other pre-existing conditions, is because we have that tremendous healthcare system. So we'll be fine.
And again, but for one of those conditions, live your life and use the simple precautions. This is not a reason to shut down the country or shut down the economy, right?
No, it really isn't. And I understand markets do what they do, and they often drop on these kinds of scares and things, and that's what the markets do. But we need to remember that the underlying principles of this economy remain strong. We just had another tremendous jobs announcement last Friday. 273,000 new jobs created, 100,000 more than the experts predicted. Unemployment's at a historically low rate. Paychecks are going up. None of those fundamentals have changed. And so while I get that the market can get spooked from time to time, you know, the fundamentals are strong. We'll be back on that market again as we get through this. But the key is for Americans to live their lives, take those normal precautions, and have faith in the fact that we do have the best healthcare system, the best labs, the best diagnostics in the world.
And, you know, something we should pause and think about for just a little bit is the fundamentals of the economy being as strong as they are. Things like this happen, right? They happen. And, you know, they come along from time to time, and you just deal with them, and you can't expect them, and whatever. You've got to just do it. But imagine, for instance, the Obama economy and a coronavirus and what that would do. I mean, thankfully, we had the underpinnings of a very strong economy. Right, Mark?
Absolutely. And none of that has changed. And because we are adding manufacturing jobs. We are adding jobs. Paychecks are going up. None of these things have changed. And while I understand the disruptions that are causing concern in the marketplace, but our companies, our country, the economy overall is very strong. It remains very strong. And we've seen this before, back when you had when you had Ebola, when you had SARS, you had the market fell off 20%. Once everything got kind of settled down, people understood what we were dealing with, the value was added back. And I have no worries that will happen again in this case.
So let's talk about caucus time tomorrow in a number of states, including North Dakota, by the way. There is, I can say with great certainty, that Donald Trump will be the Republican nominee for president in 2020. But all over the country, people have poured out to the polls just to show their support for a president in which there's no opposition. What's going on there?
It's really remarkable, the fact that you would have so many people, a record number of people, take time out of their lives, take time away from their families and their work to go stand in line and cast a ballot in a race that's already been decided. I mean, President Trump has received more votes than every incumbent president, going back from both parties, back before the time of Reagan. It's really remarkable. And then you look at a state like Texas, and I know Democrats have their hopes, you know, set on flipping Texas. President Trump had more votes than all the Democrats combined, and over a million more votes than the winner in Texas. I mean, we see it time and time again. There's a huge energy out there for this president, and I'm sure it will continue tomorrow.
So while we know that the president's going to do pretty well, and I'd love it for North Dakota to be as it has since 2016, high atop the Trump support meter. The bigger question, obviously, will be Joe Biden or Bernie Sanders and how they do in this sort of neck and neck race. Conventional wisdom is all the mo is to Biden, and Sanders is sort of counted out. Where do we go from here, do you think, Mark?
Well, it looks like more and more likely that Joe Biden will win the consolation prize and be their nominee. I mean, let's not forget that it was just 3 weeks ago that the national media was writing Joe Biden's campaign off. It was a horribly run campaign. He wasn't fundraising. He was making gaffes, having horrible debates. None of those things have changed.
he is still the same bad candidate that he was 3 weeks ago, and that the Democrats left for politically dead. The only difference is that they realize they've got no other choice to stop Bernie Sanders from getting the nomination. I mean, once it became clear that Bloomberg couldn't buy the nomination or a clue, they really had no choice but to settle on Biden. And you know, in fact, I would argue they didn't settle on Biden. They've settled for Biden.
Yeah, that's for sure. Meanwhile, he continues to be, I don't know what you call it, but challenged on the stump. This weekend, you know, being a prime example of a couple of this low energy events. And I mean, if Joe Biden is the nominee, I mean, and there is more of this along the way. I don't know. It seems to be rife with peril because he's having lots of challenges on the campaign trail. The president said, you know, Friday, something's not right. I agree, something's not right. So how do you handle that when you're, you know, the strategic communications director for the other campaign?
Well, I think the thing you got to realize, I mean, obviously, is that Joe Biden is that same horrible candidate that he has always been. And he even struggled this weekend again with recalling Barack Obama's name. I mean, that just tells you, I mean, where he is right now. But I'd even take it another step. Let's get beyond all that. I mean, there's really no difference between Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden. I mean, they both raised their hand and want to disrupt the private health insurance market. They both raised their hand to say illegal immigrants should be getting taxpayer-funded health care. He wants taxpayer-funded abortion with no limitations. And this is the same Joe Biden who voted for NAFTA and was the lead cheerleader for TPP, which would have caused millions more manufacturing jobs to leave our country. I mean, it's no wonder that Obama thought it would take a magic wand to bring manufacturing back because they were killing it. And Joe Biden was the top person doing it. So, you know, anyone who thinks that this is blue-collar Joe needs to look at the facts and go that he has been the worst thing for working men and women and for farmers and ranchers because of his horrible trade deals that President Trump had to undo.
Here, by the way, is that clip you're talking about, Mark, of Joe Biden having trouble remembering Obama's name.
Because they invaded another country and annexed a significant portion of it called Crimea.
Right.
He's saying that it was President, my boss, it was his fault. Because they...
President, what's his name again? Oh, he was my boss, I know that much. But I'm not sure that I know much beyond that. Ouch. Ouch, ouch, yeah. Ouch. And there's another story.
And then you add to the fact we're seeing reports that he's insisting on sitting during the debate next Sunday with Bernie Sanders for 2 hours. I mean, if you can't stand and go toe-to-toe with Bernie Sanders for 2 hours, how on earth do you expect to stand on a debate stage against Donald Trump? I mean, you really just have to ask yourself and just shake your head. But that's what the Democrats appear like they're going to do. They're going to have settled on this candidate. And we'll see if it plays out any different for the other times that they've settled with John Kerry and Walter Mondale and Hillary Clinton.
One of our listeners says, please tell me you're not planning on canceling Trump rallies.
Absolutely not. There's no way that we will do that. You know, I mean, we're going to listen to the experts, of course, but the one thing we can tell you is, I mean, there's such energy for the president out there, and we are setting records with these rallies, 4 or 5 times the number of people signing up in the arena will even hold. I mean, we attracted 180,000-plus people to deep blue New Jersey. I mean, that shows you the pent-up energy for this president, and his schedule is very busy. As you would understand, he's also the president of the United States, but when we can, you know that he'll get out there, and we'll continue to talk to the American people through those rallies, and I'm sure they will continue to show their support for this president.
Yeah, I wish these people that are canceling, you know, sporting events and different things would just heed the recommendations of the experts here who are saying only to, you know, again, be cautious, be smart, wash your hands, all that, but you're vulnerable if you're a individual with underlying conditions. It's more the hysteria. It's unbelievable. Well, that's good. We got that to look forward to and much more. Mark, thanks again. Look forward to chatting again real soon. By the way, your old boss doing a great job as head of the task force, Vice President Pence. Mark was the spokesperson for Vice President Pence. Appreciate the time today. Matt and Fargo when we come back on What's on Your Mind.
The Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO and AM 550 KFYR. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, Pumpkin Fest, and Robot Camp for Kids. We have a vibrant downtown Main Street and a brand new community center. Tioga's average median age is 39.6 years old with a median income of $73,000 per year, supporting nearly 140 businesses in the Tioga area. And we welcome new businesses and industries with plenty of active community groups that support the business environment. Tioga also supports local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, and electronics and coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. Please visit us in Tioga and experience a different point of view. Or for more information, visit www.tiogand.org. That's tiogand.org.
Ryan Wiggy is with us from Red Trail Energy in Richardton, North Dakota.
We produce 64 million gallons of ethanol annually. Now, in order to do that, you know, we procure about 23 million bushels of corn annually, and 98% of that is bought directly off the farm across 32 counties in North Dakota, in northwestern South Dakota, eastern Montana. So that in itself, obviously, is a huge economic impact, you know, for the agriculture community out here. It's nice to know that part of the tax revenue that we generate here, especially for the city of Richardton, you know, they just finished building a new school, and knowing that part of our tax dollars helped aid in that construction of a new school is a pretty good feeling for us here at Red Trail.
Why should North Dakotans use ethanol?
I truly believe ethanol is a much better product than it gets credit for. It's a high-octane fuel. It reduces our greenhouse gas emissions drastically. When you're putting ethanol in your vehicle, you're more likely either supporting yourself or somebody you know within the agricultural community.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
I was sitting there selling turnips on a flatbed truck.
11 before the top of the hour. Call us at 258-0550 with your comments. Tell us what's on your mind. We'll talk with Eugene Grainer about this oil price. An oil price war between Russia and Saudi Arabia coming up here in a little bit. That guy knows the price of oil, that's for sure. You can call us at 701-258-0550, toll free 800-228-0550. You also can call our 24/7 hotline brought to you by Oasis Petroleum. the Oasis Petroleum, be the Buffalo hotline. That's right. Be the Buffalo. Go into the storm. That's what they do. That's what they've done before at Oasis Petroleum, and they'll do it again. Any battle to take on the U.S. shale, they're going to be right at the forefront of it. One of the major oil producers, top two, three oil producers in North Dakota, because they have that Be the Buffalo spirit, and they love celebrating it at others as well. At Oasis Petroleum, Be the Buffalo. Remember the hotline, 855-200-1776. Matt in Fargo, what's on your mind?
Hey, Scott. Say, when I talk to people about this, I was working for a vaccine manufacturer in 2009 when H1N1 hit. And the puzzling thing about all of this to me is the response from all parties to what was going on. When H1N1 was all said and done, there's about 285,000 deaths worldwide from it. If you look at the numbers, depending on where you're getting your source, CDC, World Health, whatever, you're talking about a 17% fatality rate based on number of infections. The response, though, between that and this has been so different. And I'm trying to wrap my head around what the difference is. If this is a response to people that believe President Trump is an irrational actor in all this, and because of their own distrust, they themselves are becoming irrational and fear-based. When the reality is, when we look at the response of President Obama, and this is no criticism, it's just what it was at the time. It pales in comparison. There were no. Look at what was. Were things canceled? Think back to what you were doing in 2009. Was it even a topic for you?
No, that's what I. You're right, and no. I've talked about this before. Over 12,000 deaths in the U.S., and there's one estimate of up to 500,000 plus deaths worldwide. Your number was a little bit lower than that, but like you say, depending on who you believe. But the point is, Obama definitely handled it differently because we didn't hear about it. And number two, the media obviously handled it differently and didn't beat the living tar out of him to try and, raise fears. And there was a national emergency over it, a national emergency declared.
And it's not as though I got, people, I worked from home. I was a remote worker at the time. Any company that is doing what they're doing today and keeping people at home, doing Skype, all that kind of stuff, Skype existed in 2009. So we weren't in the dark ages in 2009. All these things existed. Okay, that was a possibility. We didn't shut things down. We didn't cancel meetings, all that type of stuff. I just think it's unfortunate. You deal with what happens, and I don't sense that there's a situation of, hey, we're taking more precautions because we don't want that to happen again. I could understand it if people were saying, hey, never again. We botched the handling of H1N1. Lots more people died. We're not going to do that again. There is no looking back and saying, no, we didn't do that right. We're going to do something different this time. It has just been a total irrational response. And I'm really struggling to figure out from the science people. Why the response is shaping this different this time. Because the seasonal flu, it's just too familiar. It doesn't resonate with people. But when you talk about H1N1, that is something that, okay, you kind of remember that, but then you're kind of like, oh, yeah, we didn't freak out about it. Why is that when the disease burden was so much higher than that?
Very good points, Matt, and especially from someone that comes from the industry. There's something underlying all of this. There's no doubt about it. It's just not just some kind of strange coincidence. The president's press secretary, Stephanie Grisham, has said today, I just want to stress to politicians and the media to stop using coronavirus as a tool to politicize things and to scare people. It's not responsible. This is not the time for this. People need to be looking to the CDC for guidance. And what has the CDC said? Wash your hands. If you're elderly, have an underlying medical condition, do not go out into public. Do not go where you can get this. It's not that hard. It's not that hard. Market is down about 1,500 points now, so not quite to the 1,900 that it was earlier, about 5%. Oil is in some form of apparel, however. We're going to talk to Eugene Grainer about that from Heartland, coming up here in a couple of minutes to give us a little idea of what's going on here, how long it'll last. Bottom of the hour, next hour, we have Brigadier General Robert Spalding on his book, Stealth War, How China Took Over While America's Elite Slept. What's going on there? More coming up.
Our region has a deep tradition of supporting conservation, where we're taught to leave a place better off than we found it. We know that our land, our air, and our water are precious resources, which is why the coal industry has been nationally recognized for preserving, protecting, and enhancing our land by reclaiming more than 20,000 acres once mining is finished. That land is used to hunt, fish, and feed the world. That same resourcefulness that's used to reclaim land is now being put to use to capture non-toxic emissions, including carbon dioxide from power plants. Researchers at the University of North Dakota are working to explore geology to store the carbon dioxide safely deep underground, where it will stay permanently. This next-generation technology will not only enhance our nation-leading clean air standards, but protect 15,000 good-paying jobs by using homegrown energy resources. Learn more at www.secureenergyfuture.org/CCUS.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.